interested in the foreign soldiers that we've been on. Just amazed at how many of us really are. Sometimes you just feel like you're out in left field when you're talking about foreign soldiers until we receive so very much mail from all of you who are just as vitally interested in the subject. And if you are interested, then you have undoubtedly read the book by Mrs. Donald Keyhole. And from here, especially from Washington, to be on this program, we're more than proud to present Mrs. Donald Keyhole. Maybe you can clarify some of the conceptions and misconceptions about science centers for us today, maybe.
Oh, I'd like to.
You're about the leading authority. How did you first of all get interested in the science centers?
Well, Q Magazine found me first. I didn't believe in it at the time. I thought it was poking like everything else. After 8 months and talking to about 100 pilots and seeing them, I was convinced that that's the first. Yeah. I've been on it ever since.
Imagine if this is pretty much a 24-hour job for you now, isn't it?
Well, it is. You've got hundreds of reports, and out of those, you have to collect those if you have funds and ready for the place they host you.
There seems to be a rather sudden lull when you start to start in, as far as the newspapers are concerned. Is this because there haven't been as many sightings, or is there some sign of that?
No, actually, the sightings have increased, but the Air Force now has clamped down the lid on all reports from right field, in spite of the fact that they are still telling the public that everything is wide open. You cannot get a single sighting report from their files. And they've even gone to the point where they are misleading the United States senators.
In what way is that going to be?
Well, a constituent that's under case, who was a member of the Armed Services Committee, wrote and asked whether it was true, as I said, that the Air Force was withholding reports. He wrote to the Secretary and received an official answer from General Jay Kelly, the legal aid of the Secretary, and was informed that I was wrong, nothing was being withheld, it was a matter of public record. I knew the answer, Air Force, if that was true, I would like to go to Beijing to all of these records, but it was not true, everything was closed up. General Kelly was in error. I claimed that the senator's truth about this, and I have passed the word on to the Air Force. They have admitted it, but General Kelly so far has not respected it, and the YouTube story that went out tells the people in question that everything is wide open. I feel they're deceiving the public, trying to keep the facts from it.
And for what reason? What is their thinking?
Well, for 15 years, the answer has been given to me is a serious failure. That's even time that they announced that we were under observation from another planet. I think it's a mistake that people are prepared for it, but there ever will be, they are now.
The interest has certainly grown over the years. I know in all the letters I've received, there have been no clarity letters. They've just been letters of intense interest. That's about it.
I think so, and I believe about 90% of the people in the country believe the things are real. If you examine the weight of evidence, about 800 unsolved reports the Air Force has. They have about 5,000 or 6,000 now. Out of those, you have 800 or more from competent pilots, radar men, weather gear observers, guided missile tracers, and others who are trained to the strangest things in the sky. And all of these have added up to a picture of some unknown machine faster than anything that we have, which can maneuver, fly at tremendous speed, climb high into the stratosphere and even the ionosphere, as depicted out, and outmaneuver anything that there's known in this country. Pilots have seen them, many of them have said, because they must come from another planet.
Have you ever seen a tractor move to Cuba?
No, I've seen them tracked on radar at the control center in Washington during the great flood of 62.
And I have a rather incidentally here from Brooklyn, New York, as a matter of fact, from Owen Drive of Lake Street, Brooklyn. They tell Montreal prison of most soccer sightings in America. Is there one particular time that they are more prevalent than another time?
Well, the biggest month on record was July 1952, when the whole country was upset about it. They're born in cycles, and every 2 years there has been a surge. There's one, I think, one in 52, and they're on increase now, and we expect a tremendous flow this summer when we're near Mars. And Mars will be close to us the latter part of June. And a special committee has been set up, an international committee of astronomers all over the world, who's going to watch it day and night, and they expect to see that there is actually life on Mars. Colonel is going to use the 200-inch telescope during that period to try to get pictures, and some of the greatest observatories are in orbit. And I was told by some of them in Washington, one of the officials on the project, that the moment they find out any proof, it will be announced publicly. Well, I think that the Mars Committee is trying with the government's plan gradually to tell the public what the factors are and what they're saying. I think that this summer you're going to see some headline news.
What is your feeling on the subject of people who have allegedly seen saucers land and talk to inhabitants of that?
I think that when we talk to people, they contact us. It would be not to obscure individuals or private citizens, but messages directed to top the government, and they make every attempt the government to respect the people at the top level. I would not share the comment on some of the stories of people who have talked to spacemen and ascribed their flights to saucers. So I'd rather not give my opinion of it. However, there's one thing I would like to say. In judging a book at that time, or any claim that is claimed, I think you should look for proof of the report. And there's one thing in this book, on the back of the book, there's a letter on a picture Air Force stationery that says that everything all the sighting reports were clear. And on the inside, there is, besides the sighting form, which shows what you should report, if you see one, There is a memorandum in here that shows that all of these things were cleared for use in the book. They were cleared by a Russian intelligence for me specifically. And every one of them is a true case of fighting by a military or airline pilot or some district plane observer.
This is one major detail that flying saucers from outer space. One last question, Major Keeler, have there been any recent sightings?
Yes, there have been. Captain Don Holland, U.S. Marine Corps jet pilot, reported one over the Guadalupe Range in Florida about 10 days ago, which had descended to 2,000 feet and hovered over the range. And when he attempted to follow it, it speeded up so rapidly that his teammates in Florida just ran able to see it. It was a flight objective of Fort Worth at the beginning of March, which was chased by a drift for about 5 minutes, and then it speeded up in the same way. Two airline pilots were followed all the way from Seattle to Anchorage about 2 months ago. And every time they tried to close in and get a better look between the Virgin at high speed, and then closed in again and followed Kentucky all the way to Alaska. When they landed, they were interrogated for 2 days by Air Force intelligence. But otherwise, this was not interested.